Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 43rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Despite what Lord had said in Genesis chapter number 25 and verse number 23, let me read this to you. And the Lord said, two nations are in thy womb, and two men of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And that was God's promise, and he knew exactly that Isaac was talking about Esau and then Jacob. Well, despite of that, Isaac was going to bless Esau, regardless of what Esau had shown in his life. His past life, how he was a rebel, a renegade. And if you remember even the wives that we talked about this last week, he married heathen wives. And it said, the last verse of that chapter, that his mother, Rebecca, broke her heart because his wives turned him away from the true and the living God. I mentioned last week, I remember last week, standing in this pulpit, the last thing I said, it's concerning women, how women, again, I have to be careful how I say this. I'll take this from Kendall. Okay, Kendall was in, they had a debate. You know, Kendall's going to police academy. I hope I don't get in trouble. He don't get in trouble for saying this online. But anyway, they had a debate. They were studying for their state exam. And they're supposed to be studying for their state exam. And they're in a room all by themselves with all these academy police, whoever they are. And something was said about God. And they know that Kendall was the son of a preacher. It kind of got there, pastor and all. Anyway, there were some atheists. And it wound up about they were supposed to be studying all day. And for 4 hours, they had debates about the existence of God. And the other people started joining in and talking about salvation. Well, then how do you get to heaven? And everybody had different ideas. And this is at the police academy. Sheriff Grady Judd, the good things are happening there, you know. Anyway, instead of studying their exam, they were talking about this. Well, one of the things that was at the end of the discussion, Kendall said there's two things that would destroy a man quickly. And he said, what do you, and they, all the, there's 25, 30 people in it. And he said, what do you think the first thing is? And somebody shouted, money. And Kendall told me, said, no, it's the love of money. Destroys a lot of men. Somehow the subject got on men and women. And then he said, you know what the second thing that destroys men are? And nobody, what? He said, women. And he said he didn't get very good responses about that, but he talked about the Bible in the book of Proverbs. He heard Daddy talk about this recently, that there's chapters devoted in the book of Proverbs to young men. Don't go near that house. That lady will destroy your life. Matter of fact, a couple of verses, you'll lose everything you got. Well, Rebecca knew that Esau married these two women and it was going to ruin his life, okay? Again, I closed last week and it's just a reminder. Young lady, make sure you choose the mate that God has for you. Young man, make sure you choose the mate God has for you. If not, your life could be ruined. That's what happened to Esau. And beside all that, Isaac was going to do this blessing secretly. He knew what he was doing was wrong. That's why he did it secretly. Normally when they would do blessings, they'd have a whole entourage and family and have a big shindig and food and all. But he did it privately. It was going to be just between him and Esau. That's why he sent out, we're going to have a meal. You kill me a deer and me and you, and I'm going to give you a blessing. Well, he wanted to do it privately, showing that Isaac knew what he wanted to do. It was wrong, but he was going to do it anyway. How many of us as believers, I can talk about the unsaved world, how many of us do things that we know is wrong, but we're going to do it anyway? We know it's wrong. It's against God's will for our life, but we're going to do it regardless if it hair lips Hannah. I don't know if y'all know that old phrase. You're going to do it anyway. Well, Isaac knew he was wrong. He was going to pull a fast one, or so he thought. God knew, and Rebecca overheard. Aren't you grateful for good wives? Ain't it amazing how wives always know what our husbands are up to? Remember Sarah? When she was eavesdropping earlier, we'd write about Sarah and Abraham, how she was listening. Heard Abraham. Husbands, be careful what you say. Your wives are listening. Y'all can chuckle at that, okay? Well, Rebecca was listening. Look in verse number 5. And Rebecca heard when Isaac spake to Esau's son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother. I heard him talking, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. That's very important, because Jacob knew what he was going to do was against his dad's wishes. Okay? But the mama said, Listen, son, you listen to me. And according to that which I command thee, you do what I tell you, listen to me. Go now to the flock and fetch me thence 2 good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. So really, his mama, Rebecca, was the one who started this, instigated it. We blame it on Jacob, but he does bear some responsibility. But it was his dear, sweet, loving mom, Rebecca, who said, no, we're not going to have this. Now, before we go any farther, there is the spiritual truth here. And I'm going to jump ahead of myself, okay? We always say it's never right to do wrong, and that's a good statement. But sometimes when we look at God's overall plan, there are some times where, all right, let me jump to it. Do you know, we talk about it's never good to lie, and Jacob lies to his dad. He comes in, we'll get to this in just a second. Is that you? Well, that's me, Dad. Well, you sure don't sound like Esau. It's me, Dad. I got a sore throat or whatever, how he tried to cover his voice up, you know. It's me. How did you get that deer so quick? God gave me this deer. He's lying. Well, come let me feel you. We're going to read this. And he had that, his mom put some that hair from the goat, that fur on it. Well, and it even stunk. Because remember, Esau was a man of the field. And so Rebecca knew she didn't put Dracar or some kind of nice cologne on or British Stirring or English Leather for us old men who still use that kind of stuff, you know. He didn't put that on Jacob. He put nasty. He was a man of the earth, and so he even talked about, well, you sure smell like Esau. Interesting. Here's the point. He's lying all this time. Was Jacob wrong? Well, God never condemned him for that. Let me give you 2 examples of people lying, and God actually commended them. And innocent, I got it marked. Just listen. In Exodus chapter number 1, remember the story about Pharaoh was going to kill all those babies in Exodus chapter number 2, I think it was. Let's see. Chapter number 1. But the midwives feared God, verse number 17, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Remember, Pharaoh wanted to kill all the babies, all the baby men. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, Why have you done this thing? Have you saved all the men children alive? And you know the story. They had lied to the king and the soldiers. Yeah, there's no kids here. They're gone. And they hid them. Do you know the Bible tells us that God commended them midwives for saving them children, but they lied?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.